This educational podcast from the American Soybean Association is brought to you by BASF, makers of Headline Fungicide, which provides excellent disease control and plant health benefits, and is the most researched fungicide on the market. Joining me for today's segment to recap the 2011 soybean growing season is Nick Fassler, Technical Market Manager with BASF. Nick is responsible for providing technical support for BASF fungicide products and educating growers on how to maximize their soybean yields while minimizing their risk. Nick, the 2011 soybean harvest is in various stages throughout the country. Generally speaking, what are you hearing from the field on harvest and yield results across the Midwest?
Talking to growers as well as our own BASF technical and sales support individuals across the U.S., the harvest is definitely varying across the Midwest. You have a lot of regions that are done with soybean harvest and have been for a while, and then you get in more of the eastern corn belt. In those regions where they experienced, I'd say, a tougher spring. It seems like every year is a little bit different, but this past spring, especially those guys in the east, it seemed like it didn't stop raining, and then when it finally did, it got hot and dry the rest of the season. So they still got some soybeans to cut in those eastern and northern geographies. But overall, across the Midwest and speaking with growers, they've been happy with their harvest progression and how things have gone this year as a whole, considering how the season started for most growers.
What specific challenges did soybean growers face this year that they haven't in recent years?
You know, that's one of those things. It seems like every year there's a different challenge that growers are facing. I'd say this year probably the major one for soybean production was the extreme weather. As I had mentioned, you know, the growers in the east, it never stopped raining. A lot of soybeans went in late in the year, June, even early July in some cases. And then you get in the northern geographies, the Dakotas, you know, those guys had a lot of rain too. I actually traveled up there in May, and there was lakes where there shouldn't be lakes. So, you know, they were definitely struggling with those conditions. But some things that we anticipated that weren't really issues, white mold would be one disease where growers were really concerned about that coming into the 2011 season from 2010. And that was essentially a non-issue for most growers across the Midwest. I think the hot and dry August and September really kept that disease at bay, as well as the soybean aphids were one that we haven't been challenged with the last few years. So yeah, overall, weather was probably the biggest factors that growers faced, as well as some late season disease pressure.
It sounds as though the weather played a big factor in dictating this year's soybean production. Looking back, what do you think growers could have done to be better prepared for the unpredictable weather they faced?
Well, I think that's one thing growers have in mind every winter going into the next season is how they prepare for that planting conditions and then just ensuring that they have the best plan and put their best foot forward. You know, ideally with soybean production, one of the biggest yield components is planting early. So that would be the most hopeful situation that you can get out there and start planting right away and get those soybeans in and up. But you can only do so much with weather since it is unpredictable and uncontrollable throughout the season. The factors you can control is just having your equipment ready, having good weed control programs planned, and then just scouting that crop throughout the rest of the season.
What are the benefits of making a well-timed fungicide application on soybeans?
At BASF, we've done a lot of work with Headline fungicide over the last 10-plus years of looking at Headline and working with growers to find the ideal application timing. Just to name off a few numbers, we've done over 3,000 on-farm trials, and we've seen average yield increases ranging from 4 to 8 bushels per acre. And what we see with this is growers are getting the disease control as well as plant health benefits of protecting that crop during those late reproductive stages. So we're recommending applications at R2 to R4 growth stage, which is typically late July, early August time frame. And what this provides is a nice yield increase as well as protecting those soybeans from pod and stem diseases, which can affect seed quality, and just improving the overall harvestability of that crop.
In general, what lessons have been learned in the 2011 growing season that can help soybean growers get the most out of every acre in 2012?
The big things that growers can look at in what they've learned in 2011 is see where they had challenges in things like weed control, disease control, and how they can improve that plant health going into the 2012 season. Things that weren't controllable like the weather, you know, that's just things you have to accept. But there's things that didn't occur in 2011 that you probably should be on the lookout in 2012, such as white mold or soybean aphids.
BASF is known for working with growers and universities to look for better solutions on how to achieve higher yields and get the most out of every acre. What has BASF done in 2011 that could help growers be more successful in their 2012 growing season?
BASF is dedicated to providing solutions and really working with the whole channel to find the best options for growers to get the most out of every acre. These include looking at variety trials, scouting fields, proactively controlling weeds, a lot of different avenues we work with all these different entities on, really helping maximize that production. Just a few examples, in 2011, in the south, we have a lot of on-farm trials. working with growers, especially looking at challenging diseases as well as challenging weed issues down there like Palmer amaranth. In the Midwest, a really good example is our work with the Illinois Soybean Association and their yield challenge. We've been working with those growers to see how we can squeeze every bushel out of that acre and maximize their soybean production. And then just things, working with spoon-feeding fertility, preventative herbicide programs, as well as really looking at that plant health and what additional products can help growers protect that seed through that critical reproductive stage.
If growers want to find out more about protecting their crops, what should they do?
Oh, I'd definitely recommend them to go to their local BSF retailer or talk to their local BSF technical rep. And also, if they'd like more information, they can visit the BSF Crop Protection website at agproducts.basf.com or find us on Facebook at BSF Crop Protection USA, as well as Twitter, too.
Thank you for joining us today, Nick. We appreciate your time and expertise. This educational podcast is brought to you by BASF Crop Protection. Always read and follow label directions.